National Women's Day is a South African public holiday commemorating the 1956 march of approximately 20,000 women to the Union Buildings out in Pretoria. Now, the petition which they handed over contained more than 100,000 signatures against the country's past laws that required South Africans defined as black under the Population Registration Act to carry an internal passport known as the Dom Pass. That served to maintain the population segregation and sort of control urbanization, and also to manage migrant labor during the apartheid era. And in 2022, women are still using petitions to amplify and support the issues that affect them, and the platforms that are there for change that have evolved. Chatting to us this afternoon is the country director for change.org South Africa and human rights lawyer Danae Nando. Danae, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Chat to us about this particular research that you've done in terms of petitions and the fact that, you know, petitions have been the platform for change for a very long time.
Yeah, and I think it's so significant that we're actually having this discussion on Women's Day, because I think a lot of people celebrate the day but don't actually understand just how it leveraged on all these women that collectively brought these signatures in the form of a petition and handed them over. And, you know, it's so significant that, you know, they stood outside that Union building. It was a nonviolent action. It was a powerful display of unity. And in 2022, petitions still have the same level of significance in our country. And, you know, with National Women's Day especially, I think what we've seen is women still face a lot of, you know, an array of issues. And they're using petitions to actually bring those issues to the forefront, but leveraging our platform, which is change.org, to put those petitions online and then be able to garner signatures from literally across the whole country. So this collective movement is going beyond, you know, the physical presence of you being somewhere where you can march. But with the click of a button, you're actually able to support a petition and a cause that can cause change on an issue that either affects you or that you are passionate about as an individual.
And the important thing for us is to be able to create safe spaces in terms of the discussions around issues in terms of women. But not only that, also to put in place certain programs and to put in place certain specific things that really need the attention. And as I had a discussion with somebody yesterday, that we can't just within the boardroom and within the workspace and in the country in general, whenever a politician gets up and, you know, mentions something, thinks it's always, mm-hmm. you know, okay, this is being mentioned, but nothing concrete is being done. So we need to put things in place, isn't it?
Yeah, no, completely. I mean, in South Africa, with change.org, we have about 6.2 million users. And I'd say literally every day, South Africans and women specifically are starting campaigns about things that they're passionate about. So most recently, for example, you know, Minister Fele made a statement about the rape that had happened. A petition was started the very next day. Women were outraged by the statement. So they're speaking up, but what they're able to do is what would have been maybe a vent session on our own, in our homes, is we're creating a platform where they can bring that issue together, they can voice their concerns about that specific issue, and they can garner all this active support. I like to tell people that at change.org, we are democratizing activism. We're not leaving activism to an isolated number of people or to a specific organization, but our mission is to empower people everywhere and every South African to feel that they can be at the center of seeing the change that they want to see possible in the country, in their community, and they can lead it by actually creating a petition.
Chatting this afternoon to the country director for change.org, South Africa, and human rights lawyer, Danae Nando. Danae, do you think that we, at this junction in you know, in history, or where we are at the moment with this country, especially what happened in Krugersdorp and a number of other things that have been happening, you know, we talk about at the beginning of every single Women's Month, or when we have the 16 days of activism that happens later during the course of this year, there are always very heinous crimes going on and against women. And it's not just an issue to say that, you know, we highlight these crimes in the news and in the media, and then eventually we move on later to the next big thing and to the next big thing. Does a petition still have a place in the society, and how can that petition sort of create real change?
So petitions definitely have a place in society, especially now. I think we are in the technology age where we are able to bring together people without us needing to be in the same place physically. And a lot of issues that I feel like need to almost disappear with news cycles. You know, one thing would come up, the next thing comes up the next day. It may be even bigger than the day before, and people move on. So, for example, most people may have moved on from the 22 million rand flag. We have not. We have an active petition that has actually been sent through to Parliament and is being presented in Parliament. Now, I know that the news cycle may have moved on from that. So many other things have happened. But that's actually a campaign that is still active and that someone started and that is being pushed forward. And, you know, there's something you said about how sometimes when it comes to this, like, especially this season, you see all these heinous crimes coming up. There's a lot of outrage. I remember last year at this very time, we were submitting a petition at the union building around gender-based violence. And there was a lot of outrage at that time. There was the same thing when Uyinene was murdered. Again, there was a massive campaign that had almost a million signatures that had started. So petitions help to make sure that these issues are not forgotten. But beyond that, what we have is a team of campaigners who now work with these ordinary citizens that have started these campaigns. So we help them to build out campaign strategies. We help them to figure out how do you escalate this petition. We help them to figure out who is the right decision maker to hold accountable. We help them to make sure that these petitions do not die on the internet, but that they actually submitted, they're handed in, exactly like what was done in 1956. So petitions definitely have a place in society now, and we're seeing the impact on a day-to-day basis.
Mm. The big thing with petitions in terms of where we are moving, you know, a petition gets handed over at the steps of the Union Building, at the steps of Parliament in Cape Town, at the steps of the sort of provincial legislature in Cape Town. And very often the person who, you know, has the function and the main capacity, whether it is the minister for that particular portfolio, doesn't come down or send somebody else to come and collect that. How do you follow through the accountability, and how do you follow through that this petition actually brings about the change and the demands that is contained in it?
So I think the way of work is obviously trying to build the movement and people signing. But I think the crux of the work that we end up doing as a team of campaigners is to make sure that we follow through once that submission has happened. So I'll give you an example. On the 26th of August, one of our petition starters, Nokozola Ndwandwe, is delivering a petition around menstrual rights in South Africa. Now, we know that it's a march that she organized. It's a big march. The media may cover it. But we know the day she hands it in, that is just the beginning of our work. It's following up. It's making sure that we send through letters. We are following up with the decision maker who has received it. We are constantly giving updates. We make sure we engage with the media to explain this is what has happened. This is how far it's gone. If there's, for example, a parliamentary process, we follow that process through to the end, working with the petition starter, making sure that they're front and center of that issue, because our goal is to make sure we empower citizens to know they can lead that change. It's not necessarily an organization that has to do it, but we give them the tools and the mechanisms for them to be able to follow it through. Another example I can give is recently we had the incident that happened in Stellenbosch, and a law student, Anka Spies, is the one that started a campaign for the expulsion of Tinus du Toit. Now, when she started the campaign, she wanted to stand in solidarity with regards to what has happened, but that particular campaign was actually submitted to the disciplinary committee of the university and was considered when they were making their decision. So I think petitions help to show the collective voice of the people. And sometimes we get the victory or the exact outcome that we want. Sometimes we do not. But at the very least, what we show is that people power works. And we can no longer just be frustrated in our homes, conversations around the dinner table. Start a campaign, start a petition, and you'll be surprised how many other people will rally behind you.
Chatting this afternoon to human rights lawyer, equitable education activist and social justice technologist, Danae Nanda from change.org. Danae, where can we access these petitions that are available?
So our platform literally is www.change.org. If you click that, you'll be able to see a lot of the campaigns that are already being signed, that are being showcased. We've made a very, I think, easy user experience for anyone to be able to start a campaign on their own. And on the back end is us, which is myself and a team of campaigners who pick up these petitions and are able to contact you and work with you to make sure that we can give you the tools, the resources, and to just empower you so you're able to carry it forward. Actually, what's exciting today, we're actually launching a series that we're calling Imbokodo, Women Shaping Change. We looked and we saw just the number of women, South African women of all ages, from as young as 15 to as old as 65, who have started campaigns and have actually seen these campaigns through. So, change.org is the link that you would go to, and it takes you to our platform.
Change.org is the platform that you'll be looking for. The country director for Change.org, South Africa and human rights lawyer, chatting to us about the importance of a petition bringing about change.